Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be with you here on this Thursday evening. Dante Marcatelli here with you for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. And last night was a heartbreaker. There is no two ways about it. You're now five games under 500 at 14-19. You had a chance to win in overtime. An unbelievable finish. You're down by four with 16 seconds left, and you're able to come back and send this one to the extra period, but unable to score. You knock down your first jumper, Nick Vucevic hits it, and then you go 0 of 9 to close out the overtime, 1 of 10 overall, and you're outscored 4-2 in the extra time, and just a disappointing way to go out. But again, Magic fans are probably not aware of how good Phoenix is playing right now, but still that is very little consolation. You've now lost four straight, and you have not won on the home floor since November 18th. So that is certainly frustrating for the home folks. We got a lot to get to here on the program. We're going to talk to the head coach of the Orlando Magic, Steve Clifford, and get his thoughts on how we dig out of this. We cannot allow another December-January swoon to come to Central Florida. So we'll break that down as well, and then touch with Aaron Berlin. We will recap coach's thoughts here coming up. Next up for the Orlando Magic will be tomorrow. They'll host the best record in the NBA. There'd be no better way to get going. Last time you lost four consecutive games, you went to San Antonio and beat the Spurs. So it'd be a terrific way to climb out of this, but a tall task. 26-10, best record in the NBA. There was some good news, though, with the Magic knocking down 14 triples. Anytime they hit five or more threes in a home game, fans in attendance will receive a free original chicken sandwich the next day from Chick-fil-A. All you have to do is bring your ticket stub or the free offer activated in your Orlando Magic app to participating Central Florida Chick-fil-A locations to redeem. And what do you say we welcome in the head coach of the Orlando Magic? He is Steve Clifford, kind enough to spend some time with us here tonight. And coach, I know it was a tough one for you last night. A hard-fought contest goes to overtime, and ultimately Phoenix wins 122-120. Take us through your routine after that. Do you watch film immediately after the game? Do you wait till the next day? What is your typical routine after a game?
Really, Dante, depends, like home road, how I feel, how many games we've played. Last night, I actually watched the whole game last night after, and then I watched it again first thing this morning. But again, it just depends on basically, our schedule and how much time we have between games.
No, sure. And I know time is something you don't have a ton of once the season starts. But what did you see? I know you always like to wait till you get a chance to look at the film. And what did the film show you last night, Coach?
Well, first of all, the biggest factor in the game was, obvious when you just look at the stat sheet, was the turnovers. And we've been good taking care of the ball for the majority of the year. We've hit a little stretch here where for three of the last four games, it's been a problem area. And watching it was our biggest problem area last night is not only did we turn the ball over, but they took full advantage. We had 17, which is a lot, and they turned those into 25 points. And that was the first thing that stood out. The second thing, really, just Booker and Warren were, they're two very good scorers, and they both had great nights. And they both made shots at key times.
And I know, you don't make excuses for your club, but, fans will look at a 9-win Phoenix team and not realize they've won 5 of 7. They've just gotten some guys back, and especially those two guys that you mentioned, Devin Booker and TJ Warren, can score with pretty much anyone in the league.
Yeah, they're going to be a much better team now, plus the Oubre addition.
Right.
He was a big factor last night, too. Their record is misleading because both Booker and Warren missed a bunch of games.
Coach, so as you look at the overtime session, I know, just 1 of 10 and your group missed the last 9 shots. Well, what did you see there in overtime? Those were shots that your group made to kind of get the thing to overtime. But what did you see about the shot selection and the overtime session?
Well, we had, four actually fast break opportunities where We shot three threes, two of which were really good shots, and we missed a reverse layup. I think normally that we would make. Those were very good shots. We had two possessions, one shot clock violation, and then a contested three where we didn't execute well. One was off a side out of bounds. And then, you know, the last play, really, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I think that Terrence had, you know, a lane to the basket. He took it, you know, went to drop it off to Vujan. He got his hands up there and got a deflection and, you know, made a good play. But, you know, I think we were in position there where, you know, he could have shot a pull-up, and I think he made a good decision to drive it, and it just didn't work out.
Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, Magic fall last night, back at it tomorrow night. They'll host the Toronto Raptors, and we'll touch on that here momentarily. Ayton made a couple of big defensive plays there in the overtime period. What did you see out of DJ Augustine? It seemed to me, Coach, that a couple of days off might have really done your point guard some good.
Yeah, I thought he was, you know, like he had 17 drives into the paint last night, and he was very much on the attack. And, you know, like he's a pick-and-roll player. That's where he's really good. And, you know, he not only scored, but he kept the defense on their heels. He was down on the baseline. Those are his best games. Now he was terrific.
And I know you said, you know, most of your time is consumed trying to come up with combinations as part of that second unit when you break the lineup. And I know a big point that you made last night is you want these guys to play their minutes. And, you know, at times they have, I know. But what? Just tell us what's happening now with that second unit. I know you're searching, and I know you're trying to find a combination that can work for you.
Yeah, and I mean, the reality is, you know, it's we've had nights. I think we're more than capable of playing well, playing better than we did, you know, last night in the last couple of games. I mean, we've had some terrific wins. It's just the consistency part. And, you know, we'll continue to, you know, look for combinations so that we sustain our play better, both over 48 minutes and over, you know, game to game. Last night, you know, was really the beginning of the second quarter when we struggled. And, you know, again, you know, 48 minutes is a long time. And you've got to play, you know, 9 or 10 guys every night. And they've right. got to be able to play their minutes.
Is it just them being organized, knowing assignments, bringing the energy, knowing where they're supposed to be, combination of everything? What seems to ail that group right now?
Just play good basketball. Starting, I think, everything that you just mentioned there and being consistent with it from game to game.
Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, Coach, your group is 14-19. I think about your first year in Charlotte, and I believe you made this point to your club as well. January 25th, you're sitting at 19-27. You're 8 games under 500. They had lost 12 of 17. You finished the season 24-12, make the postseason, that first round series against Miami. Is there something about that season that clicked? Is there something you remember about what changed? Did you get healthy? What was different about the end of the season for you that first year in Charlotte?
You know, the two things that happened were we started scoring more offensive rebound baskets, and that was primarily two young guys, Kid Gilchrist and Zeller. And then we picked up Gary Neal, who helped our three-point shooting a great deal. And we had been that year, I mean, we had been a top-10 defensive team for the majority of the year. What happened was our offense got a lot better at the end. And, we played our best basketball for sure like that last 6 weeks of the season.
Is that something, did you make that point to the group? Is that something that you say, hey, this can happen, you continue to plug along, this thing could click if you put in the work and you could have a strong finish here?
Oh, no, I mean, like to me, the thing that we always talk about, this whole league is about making progress. And finding a way to play that will work for your group. I believe we have a way. And when we've been, you know, locked in and playing to that type of game, we've had success. And, you know, that to me is as important as anything. And again, it's just being able to sustain it at both ends of the floor every night.
What have you seen with, I know you're just getting Nick Vucevic back. It's been a busy couple of weeks for him, and I know eventually he'll get his feet. He was terrific for you last night. Aaron, what are you seeing with Aaron Gordon? How are you seeing his minutes, and what do you see, and what do you want to see out of Aaron Gordon here moving forward?
Well, I think he's very locked in on becoming known as more of a two-way player, and I think he's doing a great job with it. You know, last night he only had 10 shots. He easily could have had 9 or 10 assists. He's coming off a stretch of games where he had 2 7 assist games in a row. You know, tomorrow night he'll guard Kawhi. And, you know, I think that he's been really good defensively. Last night, the other thing I thought he did early in the game, especially, was get out in transition and get ahead of the ball. But I think he's playing very well, very smart. And like I said, I know he's really locked in and showing people that he can play well at both ends of the floor.
How about your team overall defensively, Cliff? Where do you continue to stress on? I know you had a practice here today. What were some of the things you wanted to stress with the club? And where is your team defensively, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, that's the area we've been getting better. I think we're up to like 13th or 14th now in the NBA. I mean, I'm confident that we should be a top 10 defensive team by the end. You know, last night it was a lot of high pick and rolls, which is, you know, the toughest thing to guard, especially with a guy like Booker. And, you know, when you're playing against him, you're forced to, you know, we double team quite a bit and it makes your rotations difficult. But, thought the guys did a good job with it. And, you know, like, we scored 2 in overtime. They scored 4. And right. They were 2 very difficult T.J. Warren kind of runners from, like, 15, 16 feet. So, yeah, I mean, the majority of the biggest problem with our defense last night was the turnovers that led to easy baskets.
And where do those turnovers come from, Cliff? Your teams have always been low. Those Charlotte Hornets teams were one of the fewest turnover teams, and even this club, as you said, up until, you know, the last handful of games here.
No, that's the – and we talked about this today. We watched some of them. It's not one thing, you know. There's a couple travels. There's, you know, a couple forced passes, but it's not like guys are making crazy decisions, but – some mishandles of balls last night. And then again, they're very quick and they're good with their hands. So, you know, but it's not one or two things. I mean, unfortunately, we had a variety of ways that we turned it over in these last 3 or 4 games.
Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, and how were the guys today, Cliff? I know this is a resilient group, and you've said it a number of times. This is a group of guys that desperately wants to win in this league.
No, I think they do, and I think they're down. You know how it is. I mean, listen, things can change quickly. You know, good to bad, bad to good in the NBA is the way it works. And that all starts with an attitude and an approach. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, we need to have a good morning tomorrow and, you know, playing a team tomorrow night that right now probably is playing as well as anybody in the league. And, you know, we're going to have to come in here and put 48 good minutes together. And I think if we could get a win like that, get our confidence back, and then start playing well more consistently.
Oh, how quickly things can change. You're exactly right. They come in tomorrow with the best record in the NBA at 26-10. They've won 3 of 4. Do you take any solace or out of how well you played them last time? Or are there things you can learn that can help you for tomorrow? Would that give the team some confidence knowing that they hung with them? It was a heartbreaker back on November 20th.
Yeah, no, no question about it. I mean, there's things that you can learn, obviously, from Joe. And we played a really good defensive game. They are so big, and they are very difficult to score on. And and we struggled in that game, but our defense was so good it gave us a chance. So, you know, hopefully we turned the corner a little bit back in the right direction last night with our offense, and we're going to need that tomorrow night.
You know, that second unit is as good as any second unit, I think, probably, Cliff. You'd know better than I would in the league. And the way they play, just constant effort and energy, is that something you can show the group, that these guys make things happen just by playing hard?
No question. And they have, as you said, great depth. It's been developed there over the last 3 or 4 years. And those guys have played a lot of minutes together, and they're very comfortable on the floor.
All right, lastly, Coach, you got what I believe it is. Going into last night, it was 9 games in 15 nights. You now got 8 in 13 nights. What are the challenges? There's no let-up on this NBA schedule throughout the course of a season, but what do you caution the guys, and how do you work to make sure they're right for 8 games in 13 nights?
Well, the tough part on these stretches, as you know, is the practice time. You know, we came in and did stuff today. A lot of it was by film. And you just can't do a lot of banging or stuff on the court. So, you know, it makes it difficult when you have an aspect of offense or defense that you feel like you need to do more live. But the reality is we've played, you know, 33 games, and guys do get worn out. And how you pace your team, how much you practice, and how you practice is a big part of this.
I'm worn out, Coach, and I haven't given you 1 minute. Not that I wouldn't try for you, but
exactly.
I appreciate the time as always. Have a great night, and we'll circle the wagons and get one tomorrow, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Dante.
Okay, you got it. Head coach of the Orlando Magic, Steve Clifford, giving us a few minutes. And, you know, the Magic played a tough one last night. And again, I would urge you to look. People are going to look at that 9-win Phoenix Suns team, and you're going to make assessments based on that. That team's won 5 of 7, and they had a 4-game winning streak. They nearly won in D.C. in a triple overtime game. They're playing, and they took a Brooklyn Nets team who's won 9 of 10 down to the wire as well. So, but still, no excuses. That was a winnable game, and certainly one that the Magic wanted to get last night. We'll come back and close it out, bring in producer Aaron Berlin when we return to Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center in just a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Warren pick and roll with Ayton. The runner in the lane, 10-footer T.J. Warren. His kid's got a lot of game himself. He's got 22 points in this game. That gives him 24. And just like that, the Suns grab the lead in the overtime, 122-120 with 3 minutes left.
There you go. Dennis Newman set it up perfectly. 3 minutes to go in overtime, and nobody scored another point. Aaron Berlin, that was the end of the scoring. Magic were down 122-120, and that is how it would end. Unfortunately, the Magic would miss all 5 of their threes, then miss their final 9 shots, and they lose in overtime, 122-120. Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We love our good friends at Corksicle. This season, Corksicle is helping the Magic stay cool at the free throw line. When the Orlando Magic make 80% of their free throws at the Amway Center, which they did last night, they shot 82%, you're going to get 30% off your online order at Corksicle.com all day today. Use the promo code MAGIC. Aaron, I'm thinking, all right, this is good. We all remember what happened against the Denver Nuggets. They made one field goal, one of nine in overtime, and shot a ton of threes. And you're thinking, okay, come out. Nick Vucevic knocks down that first jumper. I'm thinking we're getting this one.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because at that point, you feel like they're playing catch up the rest of the way. And Dante, the thing I was trying to figure out in my mind is, how do you go from putting up, 31 points in the fourth quarter to being ice cold in the next frame? That's what made no sense to me. And it's like the momentum that they had gotten towards the end of the fourth that just were not able to carry over.
Well, I think Brian Hill, I thought he did a great job on the post-game show on Fox Sports Florida, and we're back at it tomorrow at 6:30. Although Brian's not there, I'll have Nick and Bo, who do a great
job as
well.
That's a good cast of characters.
It is. No, that'll be fun. I love working with all three of those guys. But I thought Brian made a good point. He goes, the tendency is you fight so hard to get back into that game. You're down by four with 16 seconds left. The three by Terrence Ross, which should have been a four-point play, and then the three free throws by DJ, and you tend to exhale. You've now made it, you've forced the overtime, and you exhale for a second to kind of catch your breath and gear up for the next 5 minutes. And in doing that, you kind of lose some of your edge. You kind of lose some of your energy, and you allow that fatigue and everything to sink in. Both teams were gassed. Phoenix is on the end of a five-game trip, which they're now 3-2 on that trip. First winning trip they've had of that length since 2014, unfortunately coming at Orlando's expense. But again, they're playing much better basketball. But you tend to exhale and let down a little bit, and I think that's what happened. They were completely gassed. And you know, you look at the minutes, 41 minutes out of DJ Augustine, 39 minutes out of Nick Vucevic, 42 minutes out of Aaron Gordon. That second unit, Aaron, has to at some point look themselves in the mirror and decide, even if I make a ton of mistakes, I am going to play with nonstop energy for the 10 to 20 minutes that I'm out there. And I'm going to earn my minutes, I'm going to play my minutes, and I'm going to let those starters get a rest, because if these guys are gassed after game 33, you got no chance to stay in this race.
Dante, that's a great point, because last night you had seven guys in double figures, two of which come off the bench, and Simmons and then Ross, and it almost just felt like you got absolutely nothing from that second five. But I also think that we need to talk about the play of DJ Augustine. I thought his ability to get some kind of contact on that final play of the fourth quarter was tremendous. And then not just that, but to stand at the line and calmly knock down three free throws, that was wonderful.
It was awesome, and you could hear a pin drop in that place. That place was so quiet. You could hear, respecting that DJ had three big free throws coming up, and just sat there. I don't think any of them caught any part of the rim. He nailed all three of them, and sent us to overtime. And perfect guy to go to the line in that situation. But the problem is they scored on their final eight possessions of regulation. Magic couldn't get any stops at the end of regulation, and that was a huge issue, except for that Devin Booker desperation three at the end, which almost went in, by the way. He was pretty special. That guy is something else. 35 points last night, 24 for TJ Warren. The Magic fall. It's now four straight, and they're going to try to get back on track tomorrow against best record in the NBA. The Toronto Raptors, led by Kawhi Leonard, who had 30 last night in a win in Miami, come to town. We hit the air at 6:30 right here on the Magic Radio Network, 96.9 The Game, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great weekend. How quickly things can change. If you can come out and play a great game tomorrow night, maybe you can get this thing back on track. Have a great night, everyone, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.